This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shridhar Anand and today I'll take you through all the factors as well as stocks which moved markets on Thursday, that is 5th of December. Well, Indian markets witnessed a volatile trading session and in fact it paired gains and closed in the red after the Monetary Policy Committee of the Reserve Bank of India decided to maintain a status quo stance on rates as against widely expected 25 basis point rate cut. Now, it kept key policy rates unchanged at 5.15% and the reverse repo rate unchanged at 4.9%. Now, the RBI also flagged weakness in the global economic activity, elevated trade tensions and geopolitical uncertainty in the policy statement. The governor also highlighted concerns on the slow transmission of rate cut to the end consumer. In fact, the transmission has gained some momentum in the recent weeks with the weighted average lending rate on fresh rupee loans sanctioned by banks declined by 44 basis points. Now remember, RBI has slashed interest rates by 135 basis points since February 2019. Now the RBI has raised its headline CPI inflation projections to 4.7 to 5.1% for H2 FY20 and revised GDP growth forecast downwards for FY20 to 5% from 6.1% earlier. Now the only silver lining is that RBI has kept the door open for further monetary action and has maintained its accommodative stance. Now most experts see a 25 basis point rate cut in the February meeting. Now the central bank also expects a stronger monetary transmission under the external benchmarking regime which was introduced from October 1st. And the RBI Governor Shantikanta Das said in a press briefing that the pause on rates is only temporary. Now let's look at the final tally on D Street as well. Sensex fell 70 points to 40,779, while the Nifty closed 24 points lower at 12,018. Now sectorally, the action was seen in IT, consumer durables and capital goods stocks. While on the losing front, telecom, metals, public sector indices witnessed selling pressure. Now, in the broader market space, the mid-cap index was down 0.32%, while the small-cap index outperformed as it rose 0.02%. Now, in terms of top Nifty gainers, ITC, TCS and Zee Entertainment clocked the charts, while in terms of losers, Coal India, JSW Steel and Cipla witnessed some sort of selling pressure. Now, let's also look at the stocks and sectors which remain in focus. Well, sectorally, IT index rose 1.03%, followed by the consumer durable index, which was up 0.69%, and the capital goods index gained 0.64%. Now, on the losing front, telecom index fell 2.6%, the metal index was down by 2.3%, and the public sector index fell 1.2%. Now, volume spike of 100 to 400% was seen in stocks like Titan, SRF, Container Corp, Interglobe Aviation and Tata Elxsi. Well, long buildup was seen in stocks like Tata Elxsi, Equitas and Just Dial, and short buildup was seen in IGL, Interglobe Aviation and Godrej Consumer Products. Now let's also look at stocks which remain in focus based on the news flow. HDFC AMC was focused. HDFC AMC share price declined 3% on December 5th, that's today, after the company said it will use a greenhouse option for sale of additional 0.86% stake by the offer for sale route. Now, Kesoram Industries was also in focus. The company ended over 8% higher. In fact, the share price of the company ended over 8% higher on December 5th after it revised a certified copy of NCLT order for a scheme of arrangement for demerging its Thai business. Now, from the telecom space, Bharti Airtel fell 2% on December 5th after the company approved raising $3 billion via debt and equity. Rate-sensitive stocks ended mixed. The rate-sensitive sectors including Nifty Auto and Bank Nifty closed in the red, while the real estate space ended in the green. Now, top auto losers were Hero Moto, Maruti Suzuki, Tata Motors and Ashok Leyland, while the top losers from the banking space were IndusInd Bank, PNB, RBL Bank, SBI and Yes Bank. Now, let's look at how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily charts but held on to its crucial support at 12,000. Now, the index failed to hold on to its 5 days exponential moving average placed at 12,032, but most experts feel that the setup is still positive. Now, as long as Nifty holds above 11,950, bulls should remain in control. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. Well, on the upside, if the index manages to sustain above 12,081 on Friday, the next level to watch watch out for would be 12113 and 12158. While on the other hand, a close below 11998 could drag it towards 11950 and 11900 levels. So three levels to watch out on Friday would be 11998. That's your crucial support. 12081, that would be your first resistance, and 12158 is your crucial bit of resistance to watch out for. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.